You might not realize it, but you already use staging in your daily life. Whether you're telling a friend about a weekend trip, explaining a new concept to a classmate, or crafting a post for social media, you instinctively organize your thoughts to ensure your audience understands you. Think about the last time you gave someone directions. Did you start with where to go first, mention key landmarks, and finish with how to reach the destination? Or when you told a funny story, did you build suspense, save the best detail for last, and end with a punchline? These moments showcase the natural staging we use to guide others through our ideas. The truth is, we all have an intuitive sense of how to structure communication to make it meaningful and engaging. You've likely already practiced staging in your essays, emails, and class presentations without even thinking about it. But when the stakes are higher, writing a professional report, presenting to stakeholders, or making a persuasive argument, it's easy to lose sight of the structure that makes communication clear and impactful. That's where understanding and mastering staging becomes essential. In this chapter, we'll connect these everyday communication habits to more formal and intentional techniques used in professional and academic settings. We'll show you how to elevate what you already know, transforming intuitive staging into a powerful tool for crafting messages that resonate, engage, and inspire action. Let's begin by exploring how staging shapes the way we communicate, setting the stage for effective and impactful interactions in the natural resources sector and beyond. In professional and academic communication, particularly in the natural resources sector, how you structure and stage your message is just as important as the message itself. Effective communication is not only about what you say, but how you say it. Staging refers to the way you organize your thoughts and ideas, guiding your audience through a logical progression of information that builds understanding, creates engagement, and leads to action. Staging involves crafting a message that flows logically from one point to the next. It includes organizing the introduction, body, and conclusion of your message in a way that ensures clarity and maximizes impact. Whether you're writing a professional report, delivering a presentation, or composing an email, staging is a critical skill that will help you succeed in both academic and professional contexts. In this chapter, we will explore the foundational principles of staging and how you can apply these concepts to your own work to create clear, compelling, and well-organized communication. Setting the stage. The introduction sets the tone for your communication. It should provide context, clearly state the purpose, and outline the key points that will be discussed. A well-crafted introduction engages your audience and gives them a roadmap of what to expect. Purpose statement. Clearly explain why you are communicating. This might involve addressing a question, presenting data, or proposing a solution. Preview of main points. Provide a brief overview of the key ideas you will cover. This helps your audience understand what is coming and prepares them to follow your logic. Engagement hook. Consider starting with an engaging fact, question, or anecdote to grab your audience's attention from the beginning. Example. Today, we are discussing how sustainable forestry practices can address the challenge of climate change. I will outline the key methods for sustainable logging, explain the benefits of these practices, and provide a roadmap for implementation. Delivering the message. The body of your communication is where the bulk of your information is presented. This section should be logically structured, guiding the audience through your key points with clarity and purpose. Organizing information. Arrange your points in a clear order, whether it's chronological, by importance, or by theme. Make sure each section builds upon the previous one to create a cohesive narrative. Transitions and signposts. Use transitions to move smoothly from one idea to the next. Signposts are phrases or sentences that let your audience know where you are in the discussion. For example, first, we will look at. Next, let's consider. In conclusion, these help maintain the flow of your communication and make it easier for your audience to follow along. Supporting evidence. In professional communication, it's essential to back up your claims with evidence. Whether you're referencing research, data, or expert opinions, make sure your supporting details are well organized and directly related to your main points. Example. Let's begin by looking at sustainable logging practices. One method is selective cutting, where only certain trees are harvested to maintain forest health. Research shows that this approach can reduce soil erosion and protect wildlife habitats. Wrapping it all up. The conclusion is your final opportunity to reinforce your message and ensure that your audience walks away with a clear understanding of your key points. Summary of key points. Briefly restate the main ideas you've covered, reminding your audience of the important information they've learned. Call to action. In professional communication, your conclusion should often include a call to action. This could be a recommendation for next steps, a proposal for further discussion, or a request for feedback. Closing thought. End with a strong closing statement that leaves a lasting impression. This might be a compelling statistic, a forward-looking statement, or a quote. Example. Sustainable logging practices like selective cutting can significantly mitigate the environmental impact of forestry. By implementing these methods, we not only protect our ecosystems, but also ensure the long-term sustainability of the forestry industry. I encourage you to consider these strategies as part of your environmental management plan. Staging in different forms of communication. Staging is not just for reports or presentations. It applies to every form of communication, whether written or spoken. Here's how staging plays a role in various types of communication. Emails. In professional emails, staging helps ensure that your message is clear and to the point. The introduction should state the purpose of the email, the body should present the necessary information, and the conclusion should include any actions you need the recipient to take. Example email structure. Subject line. Request for absence due to fieldwork opportunity. Introduction. Briefly explain the situation. Body. Provide details about the conflict and suggest alternatives. Conclusion. Politely ask for guidance on how to proceed. Staging for a data commentary. Title. Deforestation in British Columbia, 2000 to 2020. Stage 1. Background information. Deforestation in British Columbia, BC, is an ongoing issue that sits at the intersection of environmental protection, economic activity, and resource management. As one of the most heavily forested regions in Canada, BC plays an important role in timber production, while also supporting biodiversity, carbon storage, and ecosystem services. Decisions related to forest use therefore have consequences that extend beyond a single sector, affecting ecological health, local communities, and long-term sustainability. Examining specific moments within deforestation data can help foreground how forest systems respond to changing conditions. Stage 2. Indicative summary. Figure 1 shows the annual measurements of deforestation in hectares in British Columbia from 2000 to 2020. Stage 3. Highlighting statement. A notable feature of Figure 1 is the distinctly low deforestation value observed in 2001. Stage 4. Extension. The low deforestation value observed in 2001 may be associated with three interrelated factors. including broader economic conditions, forest management and regulatory contexts, and short-term operational or environmental constraints. At the broadest level, economic conditions affecting the forestry sector may have influenced deforestation levels during this period. In the early 2000s, changes in global timber demand and trade conditions may have affected harvesting activity in British Columbia. If market conditions were less favorable, forestry companies may have delayed or reduced planned operations, which could help account for a lower amount of forest area cleared in that year. Author number 2, 2023. At a more intermediate level, the low value observed in 2001 may relate to forest management or regulatory contexts. It is possible that land use planning decisions, adjustments to allowable cut levels, or conservation-oriented policies were influencing forestry practices at the time. Such measures may have limited where or how much forest area could be cleared in a given year. While Figure 1 does not indicate specific policy actions, similar relationships between management frameworks and deforestation outcomes have been discussed in the literature. At the most immediate level, short-term operational or environmental constraints may also have contributed to the low deforestation value. Weather conditions, access challenges, or logistical issues may have affected the ability to carry out harvesting activities in certain regions during that year. In some cases, forestry operations adjust schedules in response to such constraints, which may appear in annual data as a temporary reduction in deforestation rather than a long-term change. The reference list is as shown. Please notice how every in-text citation has a corresponding item in the reference list, and each item in the reference list has a corresponding in-text citation. These add ethos to the communication. Reports. In professional reports, staging helps organize complex information in a way that's easy to understand. Use headings and subheadings to break up sections, provide a clear introduction, and end with recommendations or next steps. Here is an example report structure. Title page. Title of the report, author, date. Introduction. Provide background information and the purpose of the report. Body. Organize the information into sections, for example, methods, results, analysis. Conclusion. Summarize key findings and offer recommendations. Why staging matters. Clear, well-structured communication is essential in the natural resources sector, where complex information often needs to be conveyed to a variety of audiences. Whether you're writing a management report, delivering a presentation, or composing a professional email, staging ensures that your message is not only understood, but also compelling. Poor staging can lead to confusion, misunderstandings, and disengagement. Your audience may struggle to follow your logic or miss important details. On the other hand, effective staging enhances your credibility and helps your message resonate with your audience, whether they are experts, stakeholders, or the general public. Here are this chapter's key takeaways. Staging is the foundation of effective communication. Whether written or spoken, well-organized communication is clearer, more persuasive, and easier to follow. A strong introduction, well-organized body, and clear conclusion are essential. These elements provide a roadmap for your audience, helping them understand and engage with your message. Use transitions and signposts to guide your audience. These small but powerful tools help maintain the flow of your communication. Staging applies to all forms of communication. Whether you're writing a report, sending an email, or giving a presentation, structuring your message properly will ensure it has the desired impact. By mastering the art of staging, you'll be able to communicate more effectively in your academic and professional life, making your ideas clear, compelling, and impactful.